This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die, 'cause I got me for life.
Yeah.
Back on the fan on this Tuesday morning. And BT, we have a special guest joining us coming up at noon. Francisco Lindor of the New York Mets will be on the line. BT and Sal coming up at noon.
That's a big one.
Looking forward to talking to the MVP from a year ago.
You know, I'm going to tell him that hopefully he's you know, upfront about everything and thanks me for convincing him not to give up hitting from the left side.
Do you think he's even aware of that? Like,
I don't think he is.
Me neither, but I think certain guys are. I think there are certain players that pay attention to it, certain managers that are more in tune with it, certain coaches, whatever.
Yeah.
I think there are some that totally tune out the noise and don't read anything or listen to anything. So whether it's social media, the actual radio, whatever, TV, I feel like Lindor, and I could be off on this, I don't know, never talked to him myself, so looking forward to it, but I feel like he's one who does not connect with the stuff that is said about him.
I agree. I think he's all baseball, all family, and it's going to be a great spot. Yeah, noon, so noon today. Going
to
be good.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
We could ask him if you want this year, if he is in fact going to continue switch hitting.
Yes, we can ask him.
There is a lot to get into with him. All right, let's get back to the... So looking forward to that. Don't miss it. Noon, BT and Sal, Francisco Lindor joining the show. So we're talking about Justin Fields to start the show. Obviously, the Jets got their quarterback. You mentioned some of the stuff about the Giants. Here's one question that I have for you. Now, I don't pretend to be a capologist, right? I don't know this stuff. I get it. I follow along with what's going on, but like...
Hopefully not setting me up to be the capologist here.
I'm not going
around the room.
Because my point is, even I can kind of do this simple math here.
Yeah.
So the Giants yesterday, and they made a bunch of different moves, but the Giants yesterday signed Darius Slayton.
Yep.
3 years, $36 million.
Surprised.
Okay, well, whatever.
I was a little surprised.
Slayton's okay. Now, again, it's not the move, but there's a point that I'm going to get to here in a second. Like, Dabo, the corner, whatever. They bring in Holland this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. You could quabble with some of those moves, some of them in depth pieces, whatever. It's like, you shouldn't have to build a whole team through free agency, but whatever. Could be good moves, could be bad moves, who knows. But the reason I bring up Slayton is 3 years, 36. Now, there's not a different budget from wide receiver to running back, is there?
Budget or like AAV?
The budget's
the budget, but okay, you slice it up differently between the positions.
Whatever you want. The budget's the budget, right?
I know where you're going. Why are you giving him 10.5 and you wouldn't give Saquon 10.5 or whatever it was? Is that what
The initial deal that Saquon left for was, I believe, 10, excuse me, not 10, was 37, 3 years, $37.5 million, right? Hoff was telling me this morning.
37.7.
Okay, so almost 38, even if you round up.
Yeah.
So would you rather, now forget the extension that Barkley got after this monster year, rather have Barkley for 3 for $38, and you could even push it to 3 for $40 if you'd like, or Slayton for 3 for $36?
It seems like a weird one. It's not as weird when you factor in the $20 million explosion in the cap and I mean, that's part of it. That's not maybe what Giant fans want to hear.
I get it. I'm just saying.
That matters, though.
I know. And no,
yeah, I know.
And no more Daniel Jones.
Like, yeah,
you
know, yeah.
All right, the explosion of the cap, sure, but
yeah, it's nuts.
Everybody knew that the cap was going to expand even a year ago.
Yeah.
So you knew that that was going to be the case. And I don't have a problem with the Giants at the time deciding that, hey, we can't pay a running back. We can't justify paying a running back 3 years, $38 million. Like, I get it. Now the league has gone the other way, so maybe the Giants should have had some forward thinking like other teams. I also don't think Barkley would have been as good with the Giants as he was with the Eagles. But when you see the math, Darius Slayton, who is, you know...
He's a guy.
He's a guy. He's exactly right. Like, he's a guy. He's an okay receiver. Maybe a good locker room guy. Okay. How could you justify spending that on him but not wanting to pay Saquon Barkley, the face of your franchise?
Boy, that's a good question.
Right? Like,
I don't really have the answer, except I don't know.
Don't you think that's a bad... Now, you could bring in Xavier McKinney to the conversation, and he got a lot more than, let's say, Holland got today. So, I mean, even if it's an extra year, $20 million, and maybe they didn't think McKinney was going to be the way that he was when he left. Okay, fine. Like, I'm not going to nitpick every decision. This is not trying to, you know, jump on Joe Shane and say that he's lost.
No, no, just pointing it out. But what's the difference in guaranteed money? Because that's all that matters.
Yeah, but even so.
It's pretty close, and it's not... It's going to matter.
I didn't see the guaranteed on Slayton.
Did I see Slayton 26 mil? Is that what I saw?
Guaranteed?
I could be off on that, but I thought.
I still just feel like if you're valuing Slayton at 3 for 36, the running backs are devalued that much that Barkley's going to get 3 for 37 and you wouldn't give it to him. Now, obviously, again, he got more after the extension here, but I have a hard time. And I could be totally off. Like I said, I'm not a capologist, so I don't know exactly what the differences are, if any. I'm sure guaranteed money comes into it. Your point about the cap expanding, all that stuff. But they had to foresee that. And what, they think they were going to be good last year? Did they really think they were going to be that good last year? Maybe that's even the bigger mistake that they made. But Slayton at 3 for 36 when they said no to Barkley for 3 for 37 and a half.
It is interesting, but they better get their act together and get themselves a quarterback. I mean, time's ticking. I know free agency just opened up here, but what are they going to do?
Well, I mean, they're kind of waiting to see where the other pieces fall into place.
Now, all right, let's play the game for them.
Yeah, they could be waiting on Aaron Rodgers. I heard Boomer talking about this, too, where Rodgers technically still is a Jet.
He is.
And he does not become free until tomorrow.
Correct. I actually went and talked to Boomer about this as well.
Okay.
Now, it's going to be just a clerical thing where it's going to be a June 1 designation.
Right.
So it's just paperwork. It's not like, because I'm like, okay, so if they designate him, because this stuff is confusing.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, if they designate him June 1, which they will in 99% probability, can he not sign with a team until May something?
Right.
No, obviously no. And that's where the clerical stuff, just paperwork comes in. So once that designation hits the league office, then he can sign elsewhere.
Immediately. So Rodgers technically or legally cannot sign elsewhere until June 1st?
No, until the Jets officially cut him.
Which is?
I don't know, but I think it's going to be tomorrow.
Once free agency begins,
yeah,
okay,
once
then he gets
the
released,
new league calendar kicks in,
okay.
The Jets will cut him because he's Jets property.
Yeah, right, okay. That, now it makes more sense. So the June 1st really has nothing to do with it.
Okay,
that's fine.
Correct.
So Rodgers will officially be a free agent tomorrow at what time does it start? 4 o'clock?
It sounds right.
I think
it's 3 or 4.
Okay, well, whatever. When the new league year starts. So anyway, point is, I think that. I don't know. I'm going based off of the reports and some of what Boomer was saying about the other reports and just doing the math. It sounds like the Daniel Jones could be a factor here, too, with Minnesota.
Yep.
And Rodgers waiting on either Pittsburgh or Minnesota versus going just to the Giants. Whereas maybe the Giants had their sights set on Stafford. He said no. Had their sights set on plan B, according to Connor Hughes of SNY yesterday, was saying that Rodgers was the Giants' plan B. A lot of reporters have kind of alluded to the same thing. If Rodgers wanted the Giants, I think that would be a done deal. It doesn't seem like he wants the Giants. It seems like he'd rather go to Pittsburgh or potentially Minnesota, depending on what options are out there. So I think the Giants are waiting here. And then the question is going to be, okay, well, let's say Rodgers goes elsewhere, which I would bet that it's going to happen. What about Russell Wilson? Well, what if Rodgers goes to Minnesota and Russell Wilson goes?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back to Pittsburgh. Now what? What are the Giants do? The only guy left, Daniel Jones. We know they're not going there.
Well, I mean, I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way, but would you want the Giants?
No, I wouldn't.
Exactly. So that's what Aaron Rodgers is doing right now. What complicates this from the Giants' perspective is that the Steelers, theoretically, and we just mentioned those three quarterbacks, they could sign any of the three. Same with the Vikings. The Giants only have two of the three because they're not going to bring back Daniel Jones. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh. I think Jones stays with the Vikings. And I think the Giants get Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I still get the feeling, I don't know, man.
And I'm not married to that. I mean, don't get me wrong, Wilson could stay in Pittsburgh. Rodgers could go to the Vikings. There's a couple of different machinations for sure. But I just, whatever. I see, I don't see the Giants walking out of the saying, all right, we're in a good spot.
Do you think the Vikings want Aaron Rodgers?
Anything is just a guess. I have no idea.
And here's why I asked
would
it that
I,
way.
If I'm them? Yeah,
okay,
I would.
Here's why I asked it that way. And maybe the other or the better question is, which team? Because I asked it that way because if the Vikings do want Rodgers and the Steelers do want Rodgers, which one do you think would be best for Aaron Rodgers? Which situation?
Vikings.
Right. Then if the Vikings get Rodgers, the Giants are screwed because you would think Russell Wilson back to Pittsburgh would make some sense as opposed to the other options that they have. I don't think the Steelers are going to be knocking down Daniel Jones' door.
No, or Kirk Cousins or guys like that. I agree.
They wanted to bring back Fields, but just not at the cost that the Jets ended up getting him at. So if Rodgers, I don't know if the Vikings really want him. If they do, then I think Rodgers might choose Minnesota over Pittsburgh for a few different reasons. Then that would leave the Giants potentially without Russell Wilson, assuming he goes back to Pittsburgh.
Possible.
Okay, and then what?
Now he's screwed. He's screwed even more than you've been screwed.
So the Giants kind of need a favor from their old friend Daniel Jones. Because
Danny boy.
If Minnesota wants Jones, that would lead Rodgers, you would think, to the Steelers, and then maybe they get their C option in Russell Wilson. The Giants get Russell Wilson.
See, the decision's going to really come from Rodgers here, I would imagine, more so than anybody else. But if I'm Daniel Jones, who also has influence on this, as we just laid out, to me it's appealing if I'm Jones to remain with Kevin O'Connell for a year, and as McCarthy kind of eases back with some weapons, who knows if McCarthy's ready to play right away. If he is ready to play right away, who knows if he plays well right away. Vikings have to kind of win now because they're kind of a win-now team at the other positions with Jefferson, etc. And, you know, maybe you parlay it into a Darnold situation where Daniel Jones is sitting there saying, all right, I know they drafted McCarthy high, but I think I'm better because he's been around them a little bit at the facility. And with Darnold gone, I'm thinking I have a chance to win and to put up numbers, and then I bounce, and then they play McCarthy, and I get $100 million like Sam Darnold just got.
If I'm Minnesota, I just don't understand that thinking. From Jones' perspective, yes. If you're Minnesota and you have McCarthy in waiting and you have enough talent right now to legitimately compete in the NFC,
yeah,
how the hell do you not go full bore after Aaron Rodgers? To me, it's the perfect fit.
Maybe they don't think he's got enough left. Maybe they think
and you're going to sign Daniel Jones instead? Now, if you're telling me it's because they believe McCarthy's going to take over, that's a different story. But then if that's the case, then if I'm Daniel Jones, why would I want to go there? Maybe I go to Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, that's possible. I mean, if the writing's on the wall and it's been either straight up, you know, communicated to you or at least strongly intimated, hey, Danny, you know, if he's right, he's the guy. Well, I think that kind of shapes Daniel Jones's decision. I think if there's anything nebulous about the situation, I think Daniel Jones should want to stay. He's already in the building, already sees the offense, already knows the offense, and they've got a lot of weapons. So I think he can put some points on the board and, I don't say reestablish himself. I don't know if he's going for 30-something touchdowns like Darnold did a year ago, but play reasonably well enough to entice a team out there for 2026 to throw him, as I said, around $100 million like Darnold got. But if the Vikings love McCarthy and they've told Jones that, then I would agree. Now you've got to go to a spot where you think you could get on the field and reestablish yourself somewhere else, which would be Indianapolis, which could be Pittsburgh, wouldn't be the Giants, was already here. The Giants they're boxed in a spot now. Doesn't mean they can't get this thing right, but the options are dwindling here.
And there might be another option, one that's been brought up during the season. I don't know how realistic it is or not. We'll get to that when we come back and continue with your calls as well. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.